Let me start off this video real quick by qualifying, okay? This is an off-roading, overlanding, wildlife, adventure-type channel. But this channel was a very small channel compared to my other YouTube channels that I had for the last 15 years. Until YouTube suddenly took me down. And YouTube took me down because I made the huge mistake of telling everyone there was going to be an event. An event that was going to occur. And I told you before the CDC. I told you before the president. I told you before Fauci. I told everybody this thing was coming. Now, if this thing was coming and it was totally natural, how could some jerk off from Lynn, Massachusetts with no front tooth be able to predict it? Not only did I predict it, but I showed you who the major players were going to be. And then I had 13 different practicing medical doctors from the United States come on to my YouTube channel because mainstream wouldn't listen to them. And what these doctors told me was that if people took the cure for the disease back in 2020, that the results would be catastrophic. Heart conditions, clogged arteries, strokes, and death. And that's exactly what did happen to many, many, many people. I myself never actually went for any of this, and I'm still here right now, good to go. And unlike most people, I've spent the last 10 years researching technology, researching certain groups in America, and watching them literally building an agenda, which is called Agenda 2030, or you can go to the World Economic Forum's website and watch their video called The Great Reset. And what this all means is corporations have been allowed to take over governments. The people that are now our presidents, vice presidents, etc., are sponsored by corporations, work for corporations, and are literally selling us out. And we're at DEFCON 5 right now. It's bad. It's right in your face. And that's why I'm making this video for those that might want to know. I have no college degree, but I'll tell you what, I've been right more than I've been wrong. And that really breaks my heart, which is why I'm literally sacrificing my only monetized channel on YouTube to warn people, because this channel has the best chance of reaching the most people I possibly can. Left, right, it's all the same bird. It's us against them, period.
National Guard troops patrolling the nation's capital are now carrying firearms. The majority will carry M17 pistols, their service-issued weapons, according to a Defense Department official, while a small number of the troops will be armed with their service M4 rifles. National Guard troops were seen walking around the city with pistols holstered on their hips and MP patches designating their role as military police. You see them on the screen.
Donald J. Trump has a list of 19 states that he's sending the National Guard to, including Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago's a killing field right now. And they say, we don't need him. Freedom, freedom. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. A lot of people are saying maybe we like a dictator.
So at the end of last year, in October of 2024, I warned you that politicians, the people that they put on stage and tell you are authorities, which are actually just actors.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
Politicians were creating a situation where a president could be elected and he was going to come in and clean up the mess that Joe Biden caused. And I warned you about this. I warned you about this, that they were not only violating posse comitatus, but they also had a DOD directive that they put in place that nobody seemed to really pay too much mind to. Maybe this will refresh your memory. Of course, you haven't seen this on the news, but effective September 27th, 2024, the Department of Defense put out a DOD directive 5240.01. DOD intelligence and intelligence-related activities and defense intelligence component assistance to law enforcement agencies and other civil authorities. So don't you find it strange that under Joe Biden, he passed a law very quietly allowing the military to not only help local law enforcement in crisis situations, but they could also fire on American citizens. What a strange coincidence that Biden passed a law that was actually helpful to Trump. It's kind of like they're on the same team. Isn't that weird? And this entire thing completely puts posse comitatus in the trash. right next to the Constitution, because these guys aren't following the rules anymore, and they haven't been for a very, very long time. But this is now boots on the ground all around us. But the strange thing is where Trump is putting troops doesn't really make all that much sense.
But is Donald Trump really doing this to clean up America? No, because as usual in the United States, some people just don't matter to the federal government. Of all the states he announced for deployment, strangely, out of the top five most dangerous cities in America, only one of their states is on the list. That being Tennessee, since Memphis, by crime rate, is the most dangerous city in America. But instead of Oakland or fucking St. Louis, this man is sending the National Guard to Nebraska. Nebraska. Also, instead of Detroit or any part of Michigan, he's sending the National Guard to Wyoming. What? Why? And Utah, the Mormon state. South Dakota, too? Okay, so clearly this is not about cleaning up crime, right? Have you ever been to St. Louis? Now, it's important to remember that Chicago, New York, and LA, just due to the sheer size of these cities, none of them are even top 25 in the most dangerous category.
So with that being said, what's really going on here? What did that DOD directive from October of 2024 under Joe Biden, what did it really say? What does it mean? There's a lot of words because they love words because they don't write these things. They have people do it for them. But I'm going to leave a link for it. We'll see if it stays or goes. But you want to go all the way down to Directive 3.3. Where's it at? General principles, defense intelligence component assistance to law enforcement agencies, and other. I don't even know what that means. Civil authorities. Let's go down right here and see what it says. Levels of authority. Subject to paragraph 3.1, defense intelligence components may provide personnel to assist a federal department or agency, including a federal law enforcement agency or a state or local law enforcement agency, when lives are in danger.
On Friday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth authorized Guard members in D.C. to carry those weapons, and it's a shift from their previously unarmed status. They're authorized to use those weapons for self-protection only. As of Sunday, there were more than 2,000 National Guard soldiers and airmen assigned to D.C., including Guard from Louisiana, Mississippi, Ohio, and other states. Despite the deployment, D.C. police data shows violent crime is down roughly 27% year over year, according to D.C. police data.
So not only are troops on the ground armed and now given the go-ahead to use their weapons, I find it really strange. How can you avoid this? The crime in D.C. and apparently all over the country has been down as of January of 2025. So what is really going on here? What is really going on? It's like the government is literally putting troops in states very quietly under complete nonsensical reasoning. Is it because of the tariffs that haven't hit yet? And when they do, people are going to discover they can't afford to live on this earth anymore? Because the government has allowed corporations to completely run everything. Because don't get it twisted. You didn't vote for Donald Trump. You didn't vote for anybody. They gave you two people to choose from. Either Kamala, who is just doesn't make any sense, or Trump, who just doesn't make any sense. But he said all the right things. But as soon as he got into office, what was the first thing he did?
Well, thank you very much. And it's an honor to be here today. We have first full day as president. We're back. And we had a great first term, but we're going to have an even better second term. And I think we're going to do things that people would be shocked at. We're starting off with tremendous investment coming into our country at levels that nobody's really ever seen before. And they're very happy with the fact that I won the race and that they feel confident in their investments. And it's big money and high quality people. So my first day back from having a nice life, it's my honor to welcome three of the world's leading technology CEOs. And in the case of Larry Ellison, it's well beyond technology. He's sort of CEO of everything.
Did he go to Fort Knox to verify how much gold was there? Nah. Did he tell us what those drones all over the East Coast were? Nah. Did he bring up the Epstein list, the thing that he literally campaigned on?
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. It just seems like a desecration.
Nah, he didn't talk about any of that. He never talked about AI or AI data centers or any of these people in his campaign whatsoever at all. But the moment he's in office, that's all he is talking about, which is really, really strange. It's like we got backdoored, isn't it? Instead of doing anything he promised he would do, he handed $500 billion to the richest 1% on Earth to build AI data centers all over the United States that are literally causing your electric bill to go up by 30% and your water bill to go up by 30%. And even if you do pay your water bill, if you can afford it, chances are you won't have any water because these things are literally destroying the country now. And the people building AI, every single solitary one of them, have at least 4, 5, or 6 videos where they're being asked about AI, and all of them are saying AI will kill us all.
And a warning from Tesla Motors CEO Elon Musk. It has nothing to do with cars. Instead, Musk warns about artificial intelligence, which he has called more dangerous than nuclear weapons. Musk spoke at a symposium at MIT.
I mean, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
My worst fears are that we, the field, the technology, the industry, cause significant harm to the world. I think that could happen in a lot of different ways. It's why we started the company. It's a big part of why I'm here today. And why we've been here in the past and we've been able to spend some time with you. I think if this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong. And we want to be vocal about that. We want to work with the government to prevent that from happening. But we try to be very clear-eyed about what the downside case is and the work that we have to do to mitigate that.
Turn now to the new warning from the so-called godfather of artificial intelligence and his message about the jobs of the future.
This morning, Jeffrey Hinton, the so-called godfather of AI, has a new warning about the technology he helped create.
I often say 10 to 20% chance I'll wipe us out.
In a new interview with podcast host Stephen Bartlett, Hinton, a Nobel Prize-winning computer scientist, says superintelligent machines could one day decide humans are no longer needed.
It's smarter than us, right? There's no way we're going to prevent it getting rid of us if it wants to. If you want to know what life's like when you're not the apex intelligence, ask a chicken.
Hinton also warning of the many threats artificial intelligence poses right now, including mass cyber attacks, bioengineered viruses, lethal autonomous weapons, and mass unemployment.
Your body cams will be transmitting that. The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
Aaron Colin, Gideon AI trailer. Let's play it very quickly.
Gideon is the first real-time AI system built to detect threats online before they become attacks. Anonymous networks flagging behavior, predicting danger. We don't get a second chance. Let's not miss the next one.
15 seconds, Aaron. You're talking about stopping mass shootings, attacks in Boulder before they start.
Trace, I'm building the first AI-driven threat prediction platform for law enforcement. They're flying blind right now. I've got an elite team of engineers from Palantir. I've got law enforcement agencies lined up. 76% of these mass attackers posted some type of grievance online. This is America's early warning detection system. If you're a chief out there, reach out to me and get on my pilot. And if you're a VC, I'm about to open my seed round. Partner with me and let's make America safe again.
But until AI gets the opportunity to kill us all, the data centers required to run the AI are literally destroying the country. They're literally sucking every single solitary resource they can. They already used the pandemic to literally take all the wealth from American people and trade it to the top 1% of the world, or the country, the elites, you know what I'm saying. And now they're putting troops all over the ground, all around us, under false auspices. I don't know if that's the right word, but whatever, you know what I'm saying. So why are they putting troops everywhere? They're putting troops everywhere because this isn't a government for the people, by the people, and it hasn't been in a long time. And some people just can't get past their ego. Like, I voted for Trump, and I'm going to ride with him till the end. Well, here's the fun part about all this. Trump showed you in the very first day who he was and who he was with, and it isn't you whatsoever at all. He literally locked hands with AI, all the top billionaires on Earth, BlackRock and Palantir. And Palantir is something that's being used heavily right now in the Middle East.
If people don't know, Project Lavender is an extremely notorious and controversial project that the Israeli military has ongoing. It's basically an AI-powered targeting system. What that means is that Palantir provides the software, reportedly, that allows the Israeli military to use AI to generate gigantic kill lists of Palestinians and to avoid what they call human bottlenecks in targeting. What that means is basically every Palestinian in Gaza has been assigned a number between 1 and 100, and it's based on how likely you are to be a target to the Israeli military. And your score goes up, for example, if you are in a WhatsApp group with a known Hamas member, or you live in the same building as a Hamas member, or, for example, you work as maybe an ambulance driver who goes to the scene of a lot of bombings and stuff. That will trigger your number to move up. And if it goes beyond a certain number, say 70, you are automatically put onto a kill list. That includes women and children as well. There was some studies that showed that Palantir had a 10% false positive rate on that. Apparently, the Israeli military really rely on this Project Lavender, and the human intervention in this is about 20 seconds just to check whether that person is indeed male, and that's all they do. And then they use AI to target these individuals with smart weapons and drone warfare, etc.
In the shadows of the Eastern Front, a new kind of war is unfolding. It's called Operation Spiderweb, a classified Ukrainian campaign leveraging AI-powered surveillance, precision targeting, and deception. At its core lies a weapon not made of steel or fire, but of code. Palantir, a company once seen as just another data firm, is now quietly reshaping modern warfare. Its AI systems absorb satellite feeds, drone footage, thermal imaging, and battlefield chatter, analyzing it all in near real time. Within 6 minutes, targets are identified, coordinates locked, Russian forces move, but into kill zones. Decoys are fed into their systems. Counter-strikes are neutralized before they begin. This isn't science fiction. It's battlefield dominance, driven by algorithms and machine learning. A digital spider.
So we have a digital spider web over Ukraine, over Israel. It's like a testing ground. But surely this will never come home to America, right? I mean, we're just doing it to fight those bad Hamas people. We have to kill all of them no matter what. And fortunately, Palantir allows computers to simply kill these people instead of people killing people. It's much more clean. It's much more tidy.
Housekeeping.
But then again, with troops on the ground and plans on going to all sorts of states in the United States that don't necessarily need them whatsoever at all, Palantir is also here in America.
The Trump administration has tapped Palantir, the data mining company founded by the billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel, to compile data on people in the United States for a master database, including a new $30 million contract with ICE to provide near real-time visibility into migrant movements as it seeks to arrest 3,000 people a day.
Just a few months ago, we started hearing about databases within DHS and IRS, SSA, across government being linked together. We've learned that it seems as if this is a process to mix data from government agencies that immigrants often report to. So IRS and tax data, all these kinds of things that can track their most recent addresses and things like that. So the Palantir process with its software Foundry basically becomes the window for all of this data.
You see, Richie, this is a window for all this data because Trump is literally getting rid of more illegal immigrants than any president ever before. Don't you know anything? Trump's getting rid of all these immigrants that the last president flew in, bussed in, paid to come here, advertised in other countries to have them come here, like he was creating a mess so that Trump would have a reason to put troops on the ground. But you're wrong, because Trump is literally getting rid of more illegals than any president before. Yeah, That's wrong.
So I'm not sure if you guys know, but people have been protesting. Shocker, right? And a lot of it has been against ICE. But something I've noticed is that because of the media campaign centered around sending illegal immigrants back to their home country, many people have a misconception that ICE just started deporting people, when ICE has actually been doing this since 2003. And while many people are outraged at the treatment of deportees by ICE, it's important to remember that basically every presidential administration has exaggerated the number of people actually being deported. According to ICE, under the Biden administration, 271,484 people were removed from the U.S. in 2024, while under the Trump administration, it was claimed that the goal was for 200,000 individuals to be removed within the first 100 days, and the Department of Homeland Security states that the Trump administration has already surpassed Biden's entire fiscal year of deportations. But DHS also says that they've only deported 135,000 people, which is 136,484 fewer people than in 2024, making this statement of the most secure border in American history a lie. And this brings us into what should be the title of the video: are both political parties working together to make us all look stupid?
And chances are you're the average American, so you don't spend your time researching. Instead, you spend all your time working and then watching television, watching cooking shows, watching people talk about building houses, watching people build cars, watching people do things that you'll never do in your life, instead of watching things that can show you what is coming down the pike, watching things that will help you understand why Trump says one thing and does another, watching things that will help you understand why apparently President Biden just allowed the country to be flooded with people that didn't belong here. And if they didn't want to climb over the fence, no problem. The United States would fly them in and put them up in a hotel. It's old news now. But why was this allowed to happen? Well, all this was allowed to happen so that they could bring in Donald Trump. And to make Donald Trump, no pun intended, bulletproof, they even had him shot at once. So now he's endeared. But the weird thing is every single solitary thing that Trump campaigned on, he did the exact opposite. He never talked about AI or data centers or Palantir or Peter Thiel. And speaking of Peter Thiel, the guy that runs Palantir, what are his thoughts on, I don't know, humans?
The world of AI is clearly filled with people who, at the very least, seem to have a more utopian, transformative, whatever word you want to call it, view of the technology than you're expressing here, right? And you were mentioned earlier the idea that the modern world used to promise radical life extension and doesn't anymore. It seems very clear to me that a number of people deeply involved in artificial intelligence see it as a kind of mechanism for transhumanism, for transcendence of our mortal flesh, and either some kind of creation of a successor species or some kind of merger of mind and machine. And do you think that's just all kind of irrelevant fantasy? Or do you think it's just hype? Do you think people are trying to raise money by pretending that we're going to build a machine god, right? Is it hype? Is it delusion? Is it something you worry about? I think you would prefer the human race to endure, right? You're hesitating.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I would
This is a long hesitation.
There's so many questions implicit
should
in this.
Should the human race survive?
Yes.
Okay.
But I also would like us to radically solve these problems.
Right.
Now, you probably don't know who this guy is, but I do, and I've been following him for years. He's a fellow PayPal billionaire like Elon Musk. His name is Peter Thiel. And when explicitly asked if he believes the human race should endure, I've been interviewed hundreds of times, and I've interviewed thousands of people. And if you ask somebody, should the human race endure? They go, absolutely. Should the human race endure? Yeah, of course. Should the human race endure? Yes. This guy, who actually has the motive and means to make sure the human race doesn't endure, when asked, you just saw his answer. You know what I'm saying? I don't spend my time playing video games, watching sports, or watching television. I watch and follow these people, and I have for over a decade and a half. And you should too, because the entire time, these guys have never hidden their plans. They're just not on the mainstream news. Why do you think they've given you 500 different talking heads to listen to, somebody to agree with on cable television? Why do you think they've flooded the internet with things like Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube, shorts? And why do you think all these tech moguls don't allow their own offspring, if they choose to have them, because Peter Thiel here can't have offspring because he's married to another man. And he was also dating a male model and keeping him in a $13 million house until that male model, who had an incredible life, killed himself. Shocking. But these people don't let their children use any of these social media applications because all of the applications were designed implicitly to mimic your brain's reaction to hardcore drugs like opiates or cocaine. Literally, they're here to suck up all your time while they steal all the wealth, change all the rules, do whatever they want, and build an empire that is literally going to cause the demise of mankind in our generation. So this is why I risk my channel of 145,000 subscribers that is monetized to tell you these things. Because what good is monetization? What good is clout? What good is posting videos if everything in the background that's not very thinly veiled is pointing towards the end of everything, or at worst, the enslavement of everything? Because during the 2020 event, they discovered how many people will unquestionably follow the directives, no matter how ludicrous, how double-sided, how hypocritical they were, and how few wouldn't. Do you see what I'm saying? This is exactly why Trump is deploying armed troops with a DOD directive from 2024 saying that they can use lethal force on American citizens. It isn't to stop crime. These guys could have taken our tax dollars over the years and stopped crime all they wanted. But instead, they sent it to other countries, specifically other countries that were killing people with that money in your name. Do you see what I'm saying? And now they're building data centers all over the country that are not only sucking up all the water, sucking up all the electricity, but you're paying the bill. So the president that never mentioned data centers when he was running for president comes into office. The first day, he hands over $500 billion of your tax money to these people. So you're subsidizing the building of it, and you're also subsidizing the running of it, but you're not making any money off it. These people are. And these people don't want you on this earth. And it's not a thinly veiled threat. The information's out there. You just have to get through all the noise. Try doing something. Throw away your television. I did 9 years ago, and people couldn't believe that I didn't have a television. It sounded like I was telling people that I pooped in my own hand every morning. They were that taken aback. I know that's quite the analogy, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? The reason I'm doing this is because anybody with eyes and ears should be putting the same call out that I'm putting out right now. Because all of this makes me look like a conspiracy theorist. All of this makes me look like a tinfoil hatter. All this makes me shunned by my family and friends. But I don't care. I do not care. We got to live through the greatest part of the United States. If you're in your late 40s and 50s, and technology showing up completely destroyed the country. It never brought anybody closer together. It separated us on the widest chasm possible, and it's literally put people against each other way worse than they ever could have even imagined. It used to just be politics and sports. Now it's politics, sports. Is my five-year-old boy really a girl? Is my daughter a cat? You know what I mean? It's ludicrous, but it's a real thing. They've got people divided on every single solitary topic they can, because when we're divided, we're not paying attention. And sad to say, some of us are paying attention, but not enough. This is coming, and this is coming incredibly soon. I'm not talking 10, 20 years. I'm talking in the next year or so. It's already being put into place. The president of the United States is putting armed troops with orders to shoot to protect themselves, which is a very, very wide margin, in states all over the country. And that doesn't make any sense. And people just, hey, America, we're a laughing stock. We're the most unhealthy. We're the dumbest country on earth. We have the highest student debt. We have the highest student debt in the world. We have the lowest education. We're fat and dumb and arrogant. And it's time to try to fix some of that really soon, because you're going to be a victim. And at least you want to know what door to open, A or B. And if you don't know there's a choice, there's only one door you're going to go through. Does that make sense? Here's what some veterans think about what I'm telling you right now, about troops on the ground.
What do you say to the National Guard soldiers?
I've been in your boots. I went to Iraq. I went to Afghanistan. I served. I took the same oath that you all did.
I am far more fired up now than any of my five previous deployments. And I've been around the world. Cuba, 95, Bosnia, 96, Kosovo, 99, Iraq, 08, Afghanistan, 2013.
I'm a retired disabled combat veteran, served a little over 20 years in the U.S. Army.
As a veteran myself, it really struck a chord in me. I was already antsy about what's happening with the Donald Trump regime.
The illegal occupation of United States territory by the U.S. military is just that. It's illegal. The president had no right to do that. We're not under a state of emergency where our sovereignty is in danger. Okay, he's pushing a false narrative.
They say, we don't need him. Freedom, freedom. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. A lot of people are saying maybe we like a dictator.
A lot of people aren't going to dig this. A lot of people are going to turn their heads and walk away right off the bat. I'm a conspiracy theorist. This is all wrong. But the fun part about all this is I'm going to leave all the links for everything I've shown in this video in the description below, and you can go look at them for yourselves. Chances are 96% of you aren't going to look at them whatsoever at all because Donald Trump. You need to understand, these are all billionaires. They all became billionaires off of our misery, and they are taking it to the next level. They have put the foot down on the gas in 2025 like we have never seen before whatsoever at all. People like to scoff and laugh at manufactured weather or weaponized weather. 2025, owning the weather by the U.S. Air Force. I have been posting that PDF since 1997. And since 2025 started, which was their goal, owning the weather in 2025, we've seen weather like we have never seen before in the United States, ever, ever. And they've used the weather millions of times as a weapon against our quote-unquote enemies. This isn't something new. America is being taken down. They are literally parceling it out, selling off the national parks, and putting armed troops on the ground that are allowed to shoot back in defense. It only takes one bad, quote-unquote, actor to set this entire thing off. And if it isn't an American who's stupid enough to actually take a shot at one of the troops, well, it'll be a covert asset, because that's what these people do. They are not like you and I. They become billionaires because they have to hurt people. On their way to becoming a billionaire, other people have to lose all their money. Other people have to die. It's what they've done since time immemorial. America is over, and Trump is literally putting the troops on the street to deal with it. As of today, the tariffs kick in real time. Things are going to change for the worse. Much, much worse. And you need to understand this. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I cannot stop myself. I have to warn you of what's coming. Sometimes the timetables take a lot longer, but you know what? They've got all the pieces in place. They literally, literally have somebody in office who people think is bulletproof, who's playing 4D chess. This guy is on the Epstein list, which is why the Epstein list will never be shown to the general public. But the problem is the Epstein list has been out for years. In years. It isn't a list. It's a contact list. It's an address book, but everybody's names are in it. And Trump has been there many, many times.
Island. Strong laws ought to be developed against AI. It will be a big and very dangerous problem in the future. End quote. Just read that again. I was never on Epstein's plane. That is a lie. As part of Maxwell versus the United States, Ghislaine Maxwell being the woman that Trump allegedly considered pardoning, according to the author Michael Wolff, and Epstein's co-conspirator who helped traffic young women. As part of her trial, we actually got to see the flight logs. There's a lot of stuff that got released already, but tucked away inside the documents, we can see that Donald Trump flew on Epstein's plane 7 separate times, across the span of just a couple years. One such flight was literally only him and Epstein, no one else. And yet he is lying to the world with claims that he never flew on the plane. Just a couple of years ago, practically everyone in his current administration, director of the FBI, attorney general, counselor to the president, the vice president, and his own sons were vocally demanding the release of the Epstein files promptly. But now, suddenly, they want you all to stop talking about it.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years.
It's all a complete diversion from what they're actually doing. And what they're actually doing is putting armed United States military troops on the ground in the United States, which completely goes against posse comitatus, which most people don't seem to have a problem with. Well, the problem will be at your doorstep very, very soon.
Your ID on you, Chip?
No, I live right here.
Okay, cool.
You. It's a cigarette. Did y'all get a call or something right here?
No, so we're doing checks, keeping everybody safe down here, right? Have you ever, you heard of the federal surge that Donald Trump's putting out?
No.
Right, you don't follow like code 3 or anything like that people are putting up?
What's up?
All right, so, yeah, Trump's got all federal agencies kind of coming together for 7 days and going out, trying to stop the violent crime, all kind of stuff. So we're out here contacting people, talking to them, right? Quality of life offenses, smoking, drinking in public, right? Can't happen outside. So we're just out here trying to inform people and educate people. It's not like we're trying to just go grab people and ruin someone's life over a joint or something like that, all right?
I know this is hard to wrap your head around, but your government is telling you they have to put troops on the ground to not only help ICE with immigration issues, even though every other president did way better numbers and never had to put troops on the ground whatsoever at all. They're also telling you they're doing it because crime is out of control, except beginning of this year, crime statistics all across the country were way down. So what's really going on? What's really going on is what you're seeing. They need to get rid of the United States so they can have their Agenda 2030, which includes way less people. And like they have quoted themselves, you'll own nothing and be happy. Did you ever notice how they're trying to tell you where you can go, where you can drive, where you can be? And every time you try to get ahead, they create a new tax that brings you back down again. You've got billionaires buying up massive quantities of housing, and then you have the president on the other side of that, literally making homelessness illegal. Do you see what's going on here? Does it make sense now? Is it starting to ring a bell? This was all a masterly crafted trick to get people to not see the end coming, even though the billionaires clearly see the end coming because they are the cause of it.
I'm sure in the last few months, you've all heard about doomsday bunkers all over the internet.
It makes no sense.
Like, well, the World Economic Forum is taking place right now at Davos, and Klaus Schwab and George Soros just pulled out of it.
They did. What do you make of that?
They went to the bunker.
Yeah.
You had mentioned earlier you think, you know, all these billionaires are building these underground bunkers and they have this access. I know it's a fact.
Yes. So we have built an extraordinary number of underground bases and supposedly transportation systems.
We all know about Mark Zuckerberg's famous Hawaii bunker, which of course isn't a bunker at all, according to Zuck.
USA? Well, I have this ranch in Kauai, yeah, where there's this whole thing where people are like, there's this whole meme about how people are saying I built this like bunker underground. It's like more of underground storage.
So why is it that the richest people on Earth have been, this isn't new, they've been doing this for over 10 years. They're building doomsday bunkers all over the world, but specifically on islands. And if people are in the way, well, then they'll just be a, you know, inconvenient fire that'll destroy everything. And then they could swoop in, buy up the property, and then build their doomsday bunkers. But why are they doing this? Why is it the government is telling us we need troops on the street when the government also told us 6 months prior that crime was down all over the country? Why is it we have posse comitatus being completely ignored by constitutional oath-swearing soldiers like myself? Why is this? What's going on here? Why is it all of a sudden the one thing the president literally ran for president on was exposing the Epstein list? What Epstein and cohorts did was horrendous. They raped children. Do you see what I'm saying? This isn't something that was just a small thing. This was a big operation, and it's still going right now. And it happens nonstop, constantly. Why are they lying to us? Because they're building Agenda 2030. And Agenda 2030 doesn't include you and I. They're going to do the Great Reset. Owning the weather by 2025, and then magically in 2025, the moment it starts, we start having storms and floods and weather like we've never seen before. Ah, just a coincidence. No big deal. Nothing to see here. You don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, do you? Do you see what I'm saying? This is utterly insane. These people have extracted all the wealth they possibly can out of the United States, and they want a one-world government. And we would stand in the way. So they're literally preparing for it now. Now that I'm seeing troops on the ground carrying weapons that have been authorized to, quote-unquote, defend themselves, this is happening. And people don't seem to see the forest for the trees. What else do you possibly need? I understand that waking people up is difficult to do because when you wake up, you have to change everything. First thing you have to do is turn off your television, and people just will not do that.
You see, in 2018, a writer named Douglas Rushkoff came out with a book titled Survival of the Richest, and he even gave some interviews and wrote a bunch of articles explaining his book. In one such article, he explains how he had an intimate encounter with a group of five very influential and obviously rich Silicon Valley tech bros. According to him, the main purpose of that meeting was to figure out how these ultra-rich men could survive in case of an apocalyptic event.
They said, Alaska or New Zealand? Meaning, where should they situate their bunkers for the event?
And in their own words, this kind of apocalypse could start because of environmental collapse, social unrest, nuclear explosion, solar storm, unstoppable virus, or a malicious computer hack that takes everything down.
These people have taken everything they possibly can from you one way or the other. When calamity hits, they don't help the people like they're supposed to. Meanwhile, they've literally used every single solitary means and method at their disposal, which is vast, to literally liquidate all the resources and everything they possibly can from every country. And the United States is the last one because Americans are armed. Americans are supposed to stand up for themselves. Americans are supposed to have a gun behind every blade of grass, but they spent the last 12 years making sure people were afraid of guns or divided on guns, etc. And then they passed every law they possibly can to make sure if you defend yourself against anybody, you're the one that has to go to jail and then pay up for the lawyers to prove yourself innocent. Meanwhile, they just sit back and quietly release things all over the internet that tell you their exact 100% game plan. But sadly, those game plans aren't on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, etc., where people spend all their time, which is also, again, by design. I really don't know what else to possibly say to get people to understand what's going on right now. But think about this. America used to have fallout shelters all over the place. For the amount of money that the government takes from you forcibly by using men with guns if you don't comply, back in the old days, there were fallout shelters in case we were attacked. Have you noticed there aren't any anymore, except if you have billions of dollars and you can afford to build your own? Yeah. And here's another little fun thing I'll leave this off with. If these guys could go to outer space, like they constantly tell us, like we're going to Mars, Peter Thiel's main topic in every single one of his incredibly long-winded interviews is our country is in stagnation, so we have to build AI, even if it kills us. It's literally what he says. Well, aren't we going to Mars, another planet far, far away? It seems like if we were really going to do that, that would take up all of our time, energy, and there would be no stagnation. If these men could go to space, they wouldn't need underground bunkers. And they're spending trillions of dollars of your money to build deep underground military bases all over the country. And when they flip the switch, because they built the switch, you're not invited to the party. They've gotten everything they need out of us people. they plan on repopulating or whatever it is they plan on doing after we're gone. And they've already started. There are literally boots on the ground with guns. And the entire story makes no sense. And the entire story is coming from a government that completely and 100% lied to your face. And if you didn't like the lie, they said that something was wrong with you. Think about that. Or don't. I'm out.